Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. The Brand as Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. This podcast is called Business Lessons from the Biggest Loser. The TV show The Biggest Loser started up again this week. The show features contestants who train, diet, and compete in challenges to see who can lose the most weight. I started watching the show last season because a client of mine is a sponsor, and I got hooked. Not only is it inspirational to see how the contestants' lives are completely transformed, but also the show teaches some great lessons about competing and succeeding in business. Last year, I did a short Twitter series on the business lessons I learned from the show. Now here's a more complete list of the 9 things I've learned about business from The Biggest Loser. Number 1, keep metrics simple. The show uses only one measure, number of pounds lost, to evaluate the contestants' progress. Clearly, they're improving their health and their lives in so many other important ways, but the one number makes tracking easy. Likewise, in business, we should use metrics that are easy, clear, and memorable for everyone to use. Number 2, success requires both mental and physical strength. The most successful contestants on the show are those who are mentally tough enough to withstand the politics and emotions of the show, as well as physically strong enough to compete in the challenges themselves. In business, I think mental strength is strategy and physical strength is execution. We need both. Number 3, don't get distracted from the goal. Some contestants make the mistake of emphasizing winning a particular challenge just because they want to beat the other people, when they should be instead focused on the end result, which is weight loss. It's just as easy for us business people to get distracted by small issues or fads or personal agendas. Lesson number 4, the tortoise always beats the hare. Time and again, taking a steady and sure approach in the challenges won over starting strong and then flaming out. In business, consistency and the wise use of all of our resources ensures we cross the finish line too. Number 5, excel at what you can control. When competing, it's tempting to fixate on what the competition is or isn't doing. The problem is we can't control what others do. Our competitive strategy should be grounded in focusing on our own excellence and playing to our strengths first. The 6th lesson is be prepared. Like most shows, The Biggest Loser surprises the contestants with challenges at random times. Similarly, we never know when our business will be tested by customers, competitors, or even market conditions. We should always have our game on and never think that something we do won't get noticed or won't matter. Number 7, up your game. Just as our bodies get used to exercising over time and so they need increasingly harder workouts, business needs innovation and continuous improvement. How many companies have lost important ground while they were resting on the laurels of their last successful new product? Lesson number 8, ask for help. The contestants who sought out extra support from their trainers and their friends seem to have more success. Likewise, collaboration and partnerships are important to businesses now more than ever. Companies that try to go at it alone miss out on the resources, ideas, and support that business partners, customers, and even competitors can provide. And the last lesson is test your limits. We won't know what's possible until we do. Some contestants push themselves beyond what they perceive their limits to be and were able to do things they never thought they could. Businesses should also challenge the past. Calculated risk-taking is the key to growth. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care and thanks again.